Good evening. It is 17 October 2017, and this is the welcome committee call. Thank you.
Okay, Margie, go ahead.
Okay. And I got your, you know, email and read it over about, you know, how to, the script and all. And that's another thing I did. I look into things and I try to find the best way to present something. But there's so much, you know, I've gone to the website a lot, you know, to figure it out, tried to. So I just want to present, you know, what's important is the Constitution. Taking the Constitution course first, and then the, I think I sent you an email on how, you know, I sent it to several people on the, kind of like the plan.
Yeah, I haven't been on my email yet today.
Okay. And, because people do read their email, I mean, most people do. And then the, after they complete the Constitution course, then the, you know, in the future, the civics course. And then the common law handbook, that's 48 pages. I'd like them to read that. And then I tell them, trying to get to the, well, and find the newsletter and all the different calls there, you know, in the newsletter, all the different committees and the calls are in there. So I'm pretty organized. Try to.
Yeah, and you can certainly spend as much time on the phone with each of these people as you'd like. But in order to contact more people and spend less time with them.
Uh-huh.
The gist has been to get them just brief, real briefly exposed to the education and stuff that's available. Get them on this call, and that's where we're going to familiarize them with the NLA site and all of the different things that are there for them to learn.
Yes, I put that in the email, too. I said, and also get on the, you know, welcome committee, be on the welcome committee, and help us, you know, we need help, and what else did I say? We need help with it, and forget what else I said about it. I made the major things that we need to focus on and concentrate on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And
oh, you're getting
I'd like
a hold
to get to the card.
I said you're getting a hold of them. That's the main thing.
Well, sometimes, you know, everybody's busy. Everybody's busy, and everybody, you know what? I thought, even if I was retired, I thought, I bet you I still wouldn't be able to get people and try to talk to them, and, because it'd be something else.
Well,
but,
as I put in the at the bottom of the script, if you've tried to contact people twice and you're still not having any luck, or you've left messages and they're not calling you back, then just shoot me an email with their name and their phone number. Brief little thing, you know, I've called them twice, they're not calling me back, whatever. And I can take it from there. Excuse me.
Okay, because everybody's busy, and like I said, and then, you know, I'd spend just maybe 15 minutes with them on the phone is what I, how's that sound? I mean, about 15 minutes and then,
That's up to you, however long you'd like to spend on the phone with them.
I like to cover the highlights of everything, because it's so overwhelming when you get on the website, so I just point to the main, just to do the main things right now. Oh, grand jury, it's so important to me. The grand jury, I said, I put links in there, into the sheriff's thing too, the sheriff's site, the grand jury, go read our papers in there, and so you can learn to, want you to read them, so then you can learn to study them and for your case too, if you need to. It's all about learning and education.
Right. Right. And that was the intent, and my intent anyway, with this call, was to have these new people that are flustered with trying to find their way around the website.
Uh-huh.
Bring them in on a call and say, okay, we're going to go from line one, number one. Here we go. Yeah, and just go through.
Who, the, you mean, Rhonda, you mean the new people, the new
right.
members?
Right.
Okay. I'll suggest that. Yeah, that's what, yeah, that's. Read, when you get them out, yeah, just read my email. I think I did it pretty good. I mean, I
okay. Yeah.
I'm creative. I mean, I try
I'll tell you what, any contact, barring negativity, of course, is better than no contact.
Yeah. I'm a go-getter. I mean, I'm a, you know, I'm not a lazy person. I in the common law, it's my passion. It's my, I'm here to stay. I'm not going anywhere.
And like I said, if you're comfortable with 15, 20, 40 minutes on the phone with each person, that's totally up to you.
I find it's good to talk about yourself first and where you're at and everything and, you know, and what courses that I've completed and done. And then I listen to them and, you know, then I cover these highlights
mm-hmm.
of what needs to be, what we need to focus on. And I said, get involved. You got to get involved. You got to help save America.
Right.
Now. I said, now, not the...
Not next week, right? Today.
Right.
Right. All right. Well, sounds like you're enjoying doing it, too. That's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like talking. I mean, I like education. That's me. I'm all about education because that's where it is. You know, everybody's got a story. Everybody's got something, you know, that we've been shackled with the justice system. So,
right. You sound a little scratchy, and I don't know if it's you or if it's me or if it's the connection we have with the conferencing call or what.
You know what, Rhonda? You're right.
Scratchy. Yeah.
Is it me or?
Yeah, it's Margie's phone or mic is scratchy.
Hmm. I heard it too a little bit when you were talking, Rhonda, but. Can you tell where it's coming from? Is it better now?
No, it sounds like your mic has got a bad electrical contact inside it, and it makes and breaks and gives static. It sounds like you need a new mic. But...
Well, maybe I'm on a headset. It's an LG headset, and do they only last so long, Jan? Or
say again?
Do they only last so long? These other headsets I got at the Target. It's a LG.
Yeah.
You know, and then you put it in your ears.
I think I'm on my third one now, so they don't last indefinitely.
It cost me $60. $60 something. And I could charge it up, you know.
It sounds like the one I have. It's a LG chargeable.
Yeah, and I like it. But I guess sometimes I do like to know how I'm coming in, too, just like John Durant does. You know, are we coming in good? Can you hear us, you know?
I'm going to try muting you for just a second.
Okay.
Now I don't hear a thing. Well, unfortunately, it's you.
It's Margie.
Jan is right.
Jan's got a good ear for
I listen a lot.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. You're a sound engineer.
I listen a lot. Get a lot of practice.
You know, Jan, I think that's what I put in there too in the email. I said, I learn a lot. I said, listen to the Monday night call. You learn a lot by listening. I like that ham radio call, too, but I listen to that, the pre-recorded calls.
Yep.
Since I like
calls.
Pardon?
We have a lot of calls anymore. Eight of them this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Some of them are at the wrong time for me, and I end up listening to the recordings of them, but I still get to listen. Even my dogs are getting used to John's voice. They don't bark anymore when it starts.
Yeah.
Who, your dogs?
Yeah.
He can tune them up, huh?
Yeah. That's cute. Well, are we the only ones on the call, I guess? Or?
Unfortunately, it's just the four of us.
Okay. But how does that plan sound, Mr. Well, in the sheriff, we'll be talking to them about that, right? The new welcome committee, the new members with the, having a new sheriff's campaign, and we'd like them to help us out with the calls. Is that right?
Well, the welcome committee is just a welcome committee to welcome the new members, as far as I am aware. Now, of course, we're going to steer them to the different committees where then they will be able to make those calls and stuff once they know what the committee's all about and that. Because on this call, it's not my intention, unless that's what was expected, to try to educate them on all of the different committees out there. They need to go to the individual committees and join and learn what those committees are doing and what they're about so that when they make those calls, they're intelligent about it.
Oh,
at least that makes sense to me.
I put all that in the email, yeah. I put links in there to it, and I told them what it was to get the newsletter. I think it's on the newspaper.
Get a brief introduction, but I wouldn't want to set them to making calls for a committee they don't know anything about other than what little bit they've heard or been told. You know.
So what's your thought on it? Just talk to them about the website and all. I put my newsletter there so they can see things.
Introduce them to the committees, give them a brief overview of what those committees do, and if they have any skills particularly or any particular interest in one of the committees, then they need to join it and immerse themselves in it. That's the way to make phone calls and be intelligent about the phone calls, is to know what's going on, who's doing what, why they're doing it, what's the reason behind it, the backing for it, all of the things involved. And I can't possibly do that with every one of the committees because I'm not on all of them.
So I'm going to introduce it to them tell them which ones we do have and where they can find them. But I like to get their email addresses. I ask them and they don't have a problem with it. And I send all that information to them. I think it's a good way to do it that way.
Is there any way you can wiggle your headset or reset your ear pieces or something?
Yeah, let me try.
Yeah. I'm really having a hard time following.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wiggled them. I wiggled my headset there. What about now? Can you hear me better?
Now it's still real scratchy.
I have two bars on my phone. I'm sitting in my car. I'm not at home. I wonder if that has something to do with it.
That's a possibility, I guess.
I think
it's gotten way worse.
Well, I think I'll move. I think I'll drive. I just didn't want to make a lot of noise. But you can't hear me. I'm always on the move. I'm moving now. See if you can hear me better.
Yeah, nothing seems to be helping. Dan, you have any suggestions for any other topic?
Silence.
Yeah, no kidding. I was just about ready to mute her totally.
Yeah, does.
I have a feeling she's going to try calling back in.
Did she hang up or did her mic finally die completely?
No, she's gone from the console.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, what a relief. That gets on your nerves after a while. You know?
Well, it makes it kind of difficult to have this call when there's nobody here.
Right. Yep.
And I sent out an email again Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I don't know. It's.
Yeah.
I guess need to have the angels get a big stick and whip them in the line or something.
Yeah. Smack them one.
Work on them. This is an aside, but you probably, let me drop this in your Skype bin. Apparently, some very interesting stuff. For you to watch.
Okay. Well, I was just about running out of videos to watch, too.
Yeah, well, that's never a shortage. This one has just probably started, I think, or not very far into it. Or maybe it was done this morning, I forget. But it ties together a whole bunch of people, like Comey and Reid and all of the people out west, and Clinton and the desire to sell off the uranium land and all that stuff,
oh,
the land grab, with everybody.
Oh, that'll be a good one.
Yeah, probably half a dozen people involved, all of which we've been fighting for some time. So it should be. If it's on Fox News, they can't totally bury it, I guess. Be interesting to see what happens tomorrow if anybody else picks up on it, because it should crash everything, you know?
It's youtube.com/WA, whatever.
It should come up as Sean Hannity, 10/17/17, Fox News.
Ah, there it is.
It was lurking.
Yes, it was. It was afraid.
Yep.
I ran onto a website from a group. Let's see if I can bring it up here. I think I had it on here. About land. I find it. What the heck are you doing? It's kind of an interesting site. The National Association of Rural Landowners.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you have patented your land or not, you need to post your land with NARLO's powerful, legally intimidating, no trespassing sign. And it does go through telling you how to patent your land and make yourself an assignee, even if you have a mortgage. Now, and of course, everybody that is willing to help you like this will tell you, you know, they're not a lawyer, we're not responsible, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it's a very interesting site.
National Association of Landowners .org or not?
Rural Landowners. It's actually NARLO.org.
Okay. NARLO. NARLO.org. Yep.
Yep. NARLO.
Yep, I have to take a look at NARLO.
Yeah, I got through part of it last night, and it got to be about 2 o'clock, and I said, well, I guess I better go to bed, Beans. I got to get up at 6.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to watch Sean Hannity then.
What do you think, Robert? Have we done all we can possibly do?
Yeah, there's still nobody else on here but us, so.
No, I don't either.
Discouraging. Robert's got himself muted.
I know.
He's listening.
We'll fix him. I unmuted.
Yeah, I was talking to you guys. I was just talking up a storm.
Yeah. That's just
a muted mic.
Well, your mic's defective then. We didn't hear you.
Yeah, well, a little hard to talk when it's muted.
Yep.
That's our excuse, and we're sticking to it.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I
want to. You might want to take a look at the Hannity thing there, Robert.
Yeah, I will do that. That looks interesting.
Yep.
So I think since we haven't generated any more, Montana Dan has come on.
What did I tell you? Hi, Dan. Yeah.
Happens every week. Whose phone is ringing?
Oh, that's my home phone. My house phone.
Oh, okay.
It'll quit. So what's up, Dan? What's new?
I'm just keeping at it, trying to get stuff done around my house before winter hits. So
yeah.
I wasn't watching the clock very good.
Oh. Well, it's funny because we said about 5 minutes after, I watch about 6:30 or so, people start popping in about the time we're ready to close down.
Yep.
And you're lucky because we were just discussing that.
Just about to?
Yep, just about to. We haven't had any. Margie was on tonight, and that's the only other person. Haven't had any participation, so it was kind of a neat point to be here. So we don't have anything new to discuss as far as that goes, unless you run on to something question-wise or suggestion-wise.
Anybody have any more information on Trump's executive order about health care?
He kind of backtracked today on it. A couple of people came up with a supposed way to fund it with the $7 billion again, which means they robbed somebody else. So I said, oh, well, maybe that's okay then. So we're back in the same mess we were before.
Well, I thought that the courts deemed that to be illegal.
Well,
hey there, I'm back in.
Hi, Magic.
Yeah.
So
can you hear me better now? Or?
The last little thing there kind of cackled a little bit.
Uh-huh. Let me move my headset. I'm stopped now. I'm sorry I couldn't get back on because I was driving.
Yeah.
How does it sound now?
Well, when you talk softly, sounds good.
Oh, I'm coming in. I'm coming in real strong with my voice.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I'll turn the thing down. Is that better?
Sounds okay.
Okay. No crackling or anything, though.
Not right now.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, whatever you were saying there.
Oh, that's okay. You couldn't have known what we were discussing. My comment was, if Trump is so constitutional, like he keeps saying, how can he go against what the court has decided was illegal and continue to fund an illegal entity? I don't want my tax dollars going there.
What I am seeing, Trump is cozying up to the Heritage Foundation.
Uh-huh.
And they're very constitutional. They're another ones that teach it. They just,
yeah.
They charge. And so I feel good about that.
Yeah, they're the ones that offer the free constitution course and a multitude of other things.
Yeah.
In fact, I have taken their constitution course, and surprisingly, they sent me a certificate.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, some time back, I sent a message to Trump, and I recommended that it appeared that he did not know the Constitution as well as he should.
Uh-huh.
And so I recommended that he get together with people who do, so that he has somebody to rely on that really knows it. And I recommended NLA, Constitution Club, and the Heritage Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he's chosen the Heritage Foundation.
Well, I guess that's okay, but...
Well, it's fine. I mean, they're good.
Yeah.
Well, I looked into them a little bit. Yeah, I read a little bit about them, but...
One of the things that I see just watching the news, listening to what they say about his tweets, the people that he's hired, that have been fired, etc., is that he doesn't, number one, listen to himself, and number two, when he does listen to somebody who is conservative, he's too wishy-washy about carrying it out to its completion. And that's just kind of my take on it.
Probably so. Probably that way. I don't listen to him much or anything, but I think he's doing he's doing a good job. He's got a lot that he has to try to fix. But
well, his biggest problem is all of the backlash that he keeps getting because he's trying to drain the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Swamp critters don't want to leave their cushy jobs.
Hmm.
So
it's going to take a while to get rid of the corruption out of government.
Well,
right.
I think he said when he was running it would take pretty much all of his first term in office.
Yep. It will at least that.
Yeah.
And that is what, 4 years then? Is that?
Yep.
That
right.
Might take that long.
Yeah.
And he gets about what I read, 4 hours of sleep, that's what he sleeps, 4 hours of sleep, and he...
Yeah, there's days you can tell he's either very, very stressed and or he has not gotten much sleep. But...
Well, I know he doesn't sleep much.
Look at all the people that go into that office with a full head of colored hair, and by the time they come out, they're white-haired. You know, stress will do that to you.
That's a good point. Yeah, yeah. Get extra B vitamins, B complex. I don't know. I take 100 milligrams a day, but maybe they need a little bit more, and that will help. So you won't. It's an anti-stress vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
You can just eat some boiled potatoes. That'll keep your hair from turning gray.
Oh, what ingredients in that, Jan? I know there's potassium, which I like. I like potassium.
I'm not sure what about it does it, but they claim it works.
That's good. That's
but you should eat them with the peels on.
Yes, because there's more nutrition there.
Yep.
I always eat my potatoes with the peels on.
Yep.
But it sure hasn't kept my hair from turning colors.
Really, Robert? Well, you're probably older than the average bear then.
Not as old as you, though, John.
I know. See, mine was white when I was born, so it never really changed a lot.
Oh.
I blame it on NLA with all the stress that they lay on us.
Yeah, well, that'd be a good reason.
Yes, right. You guys do a good job. You're out there in Oregon, right, Robert?
I am, yes.
Uh-huh. Robert Bristow.
Yes.
What's going on with the Bundy? I mean, is Ammon Bundy still in prison there?
Yeah, they're getting ready to go through what's supposed to be the last trial. Not sure that it will be the last trial, but they're getting ready to go through.
This is the third one.
Yes.
Yeah.
They did something with 36 counts or something was released, right? A lot of it was good on that the jury. They saw through that judge. But what are they doing now? What's the case on now? What are they trying to do now?
Well, they broke the Bundy case up into three groups for the Bundy standoff, and had two trials. Well, they had a trial, and then they had a retrial, and now they're getting ready for a combination trial and retrial together.
Is that necessary? I mean,
not my book. Because they haven't reached their objective.
Yep, and they got endless money.
Mm-hmm. What a way.
Well, that money could be cut off, though.
Yeah, hopefully.
Who has the endless money? Who?
FBI. They've spent $100 million on this prosecution.
Jesus.
Set aside.
Well, they spent $100 million on the first trial in Portland.
Yep. Yep.
Well,
and
the heck of it
up from there. Yep.
The FBI themselves doesn't have any money. It comes from us.
Yep.
That's right.
What that money could have done to help rebuild Texas or Florida or the Puerto Rico.
Yep.
Yeah.
The FBI's got to get down. I mean, not everybody's corrupt in the FBI, but a lot of them are. We just need to clean house. It's just, and that poor sheriff, right, in the Vegas thing, yeah, that was all set up. They're probably threatening him, right, with his family and all your money and all that. You know, we're gonna if you say something, you do something, it's gonna be here. That's a shame.
Today now, they say, you know, they realize that alternative news is wise to them and are exposing the fact that their timeline has flaws. And so for today's news, they would not allow the alternative media to be there. They locked them out and put security guard on the door.
What's that tell you?
Right there ought to tell you something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mainstream media only.
They claim that that Jesus, whatever his last name was, Jesus, that was the security guard, got arrested today as being another one of the shooters. So that was kind of interesting.
Oh, good God.
The last I saw is he disappeared.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they found him. The FBI probably had him all the time.
The deep state. Yeah.
Yep.
They run the country.
I know that shooters were at ground level.
Right.
And they were shooting from four or five different directions.
Mm-hmm. Probably so. I mean, I've been looking into it, and I put it on my Facebook page and all, and I said, you know, some people are so ignorant that they say, oh, why would that happen? A friend of mine says, no, that didn't. I said, you have to get the truth. You know,
unfortunately,
it's all the facts.
We
get the
truth. Of people out there that say, oh, your government wouldn't do that to you.
Right.
Right.
Well, last night, Ollie said a little bit on the call.
Uh-huh. He did.
And Fran Thornton, the guy that he mentioned, lives there, and he was also one of the patriots that was dragged through the trials and all. But his son and son's wife were at the concert. He was shot and wounded. She was shot and killed. Those bullets didn't come from up above. They came from ground level.
Yeah.
Probably so, yeah. Is there any investigation going on like the 9/11? I mean, they investigated that thing like, you know, it's so easy for me to figure out, and, you know, that was an inside job, and I could say that to people years ago. And my brother doesn't think it is.
All you have to do is
running.
Watch that.
He had a hole in his stomach, and they were running. And he was holding his stomach, and she turned around to see how he was doing, and they shot her right in the face.
Oh,
my. The FBI or whoever, the FBI hired people to do it.
Yep.
Watch that video of the cab driver that was in the Mandalay Hotel.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's about 11 or 17 minutes long, something like that. You could tell that there were gunshot flashes from a whole lot lower than the 32nd floor.
Oh, yeah. I think it was fourth floor, wasn't it, he was saying?
Yeah, fourth floor. But yet there did seem to be some that were not connected with the Mandalay that were coming from even much closer.
Yeah.
They were spread out, obviously. So, well, if
my question
to continue to stay on here, that's fine with me. But if I'm going to make my town hall meeting or my other meeting, I'm going to have to get off of here. So,
well, why don't we go ahead and kill the recording and call this a night for here?
Sounds good.